Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right. Well, we've been hearing about it today, and it's always an exciting time this first week in January when the Consumer Electronics Show hits Las Vegas. A different kind of year, certainly, but at least they're having a show. They didn't have one last year. Joining us right now to talk about some of what's being revealed at the show in Las Vegas, award-winning news and technology journalist, Andrea Smith. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I know you love covering CES. Different kind of year this year, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very different year. It is. This would have been, well, this is my 15th. Last year, of course, there was no show. This year, it's a little hybrid. It's a little different, but I'm here and so happy to be here.
What are you most looking forward to seeing this year?
Well, I have had a little sneak peek, and I've gotten to see some awesome TVs. I've gotten to see some really cool entertainment things, some fitness devices. But, you know, what strikes me, I always tell people, this is the show where you see the trends, where you see what's going to be coming out throughout the year. But what strikes me this year is companies are bringing things now. There's some things that you can actually buy right now. So, for instance, Samsung is making its latest tech innovations available to more consumers with their Samsung Galaxy S21 SE 5G. So this basically brings all the best, what they call fan favorite features of their flagship Galaxy S21 into a more affordable device that you can get now. It's got the 6.4-inch AMOLED display, the high refresh rate for smooth scrolling, the all-day battery, support for super fast charging, all those great features in a phone that you can get now, which I think is really cool. And then another thing I'm seeing a lot of is personalization in the smart home space, but not just with smart devices, but with smart lighting. People really want to create their own environment, especially with smart LED lighting. Gobi has what's called Glide wall lights that are smart, colorful, and reactive. And by that, I mean they have this technology that lets you customize and display up to 55 colors at one time. So, like, you could match your team's colors on game day. You just snap the segments together, create your own design and color combination, and then it can react to music. It can actually react to what is on the TV. So if you put it on the back of your TV, the colors flow out of the back of the TV and light up your wall. It is super, super cool.
That is cool. That is crazy. And this is technology that people will be able to bring into their own homes in the next year or two, right?
Absolutely.
What are some of the, you mentioned trends. What are some of the other trends that you're seeing there?
So companies really have taken a look at what are we doing these last 2 years,
yeah,
right? I mean, we've really changed our habits. And Samsung is just upping our entertainment options with the Freestyle, an all-new flexible projector that gives you cinema-quality entertainment on the go. So it's not just video. It's an all-in-one party device. You can play music. You can set mood lighting. You project your videos. But it's got awesome 360-degree sound. It's got a 180-degree cradle stand and built-in autofocus and auto-leveling. So really, you just take it anywhere you want. It's this small device. I can't believe how small it is. And then the other big trend I'm seeing, and if you hear all the Bobcats behind me, that is them working fast and furious to put the finishing touches on here in the convention center. The other big trend is babies. Lots of high-tech ways to monitor your baby's health. My favorite is the Owlet Dream Duo because it gives parents a complete picture, including sleep quality indicators. So basically, it'll tell you how many times your baby woke up in the night, their movement, their heart rate, so parents can understand and improve their baby's sleep. It comes with everything you need, the baby monitor, the Owlet cam with HD video, and a sleep learning program. So I wish I had this when I had a baby.
Mary, we're talking with Andrea Smith at CES in Las Vegas. You mentioned kind of a hybrid of virtual and in-person events and reveals. Any big reveals that you can share with us today?
You know, I haven't seen a lot of the big reveals yet. It's only day one. I've seen some vehicle tech that is very amazing, very high tech. Some of the TVs are incredible. They are so thin. The displays are amazing. You know, it's just a place where you walk around with your mouth open going, yeah. When can I get this?
It was always interesting to me, too, that when Detroit had the North American International Auto Show in January, it would dovetail right off this. And there was a time when these were two very different things, and now technology and automotive, they're hand in hand, aren't they?
Absolutely, and I'm off to check that out right after we finish here. So thank you so much, Paul.
Thanks, Andrea. Take care. Bye-bye.